top of my head, I thought once mine was gone. We had a loss of wind here, but it really did rain. Now last week they had a game where I used to live. The lady told me they had a rain down there and had hair bigger than your thumb. Mm. And she caught barrels of water. Yeah, she had some, like I said, she catch water, you know, the washman and all like that. She said, you caught what? She said, how many? I said, honey, it's dusty down here. She said, it's a water standing in the middle down here. God bless us when we get when you get ready. I said, that's one thing I done learned not to worry about things like that. Things you can do that. You don't have no sense to you. You just have to have faith and trust in God. She said, we had a large rain down there. It was my neighbor when I lived down there.
Well, what did your husband do for a living?
I farmed all of my life. I worked probably with 73 and 74, the only time I ever did public work in my life. I farmed all of my life. Yes, I live here. I had cotton crop. I had a plow. Deal was working at Walmart's at that time. And my cousin did my plow. I had 5 acres of cotton, 3 acres of corn. And I had cows at that time, hay. Since I've been here, the beautiful had all of us, we of three just sharing the place and working and pay the tax. That's the way we do it. Buford, he has corn for him, but my brother had to plow because he can't take that sun. He hired, he can't take that sun. He'd break out and just, it was good. He went to the hospital and laid up. For months at a time, they ain't never reached his complaint yet. And there's so many men there, I seen a man that wasn't here. Biff was doing fine, but if he was the, I don't know, he just used to be on the sun. I noticed the hanging the other day to go to peeing. And he'd break out down there, and he used to break out on his clothes and his hair and everything, but since he stay out of the sun, it don't do him quite as bad. He'd go to the fish now. He'd get up in the morning, plow that truck patch for a day. And that's the way he. That's part of his truck patch out there. He could plow his garden at home, truck patch like that. But he had to get up before the sun get hot. He got him a hat, cut out a pasteboard, is this way.
That's right.
Put over his cap, and then shade his face. And then sometime now, when they don't go near that cone field, when that cone is beginning to grow up, you know, getting along in here. Just like sometime he go to the garden if his wife get vegetable. Sometime he can pick and sometime he can't.
I see.
It's something that he loves you to. The doctor said he hadn't been able to find it because that comes with something he loves you to. But I don't believe it. I just believe he caught some kind of germs when he's in on. That's what I believe about it. Because he first, when he came home, his feet would bear, the doctor called it there, he had a little feet, but they'd come all over him. And that had been just in his feet, he wouldn't come over his body with it. It's something that I think he inherited it. It's something he loves you to or something. He can go near that cone field, come through there here, I think, for less now. And the next morning, you can always see his eyes. It just swelled up and wept up. And then blisters come on his hand of water running out of him. So we took him in the hospital. And he stayed away for a long time. And he came back home, a man told him something he used. I don't know what it was. But he used it. And they done him more good indeed in the hospital. So I just don't know if there's a fella in that boy had it bad and he did. I said, he worked, he don't see him. I told him, I said, you got done got older. I said, the best thing I see wrong with you. I said, you just getting older because you just about much as you ever. He's a hard eater. He said, don't you sit as much as you as a child. I can't eat near by much as you can. And I got up this morning and I